It grieves me to leave Thornfield. I love it, well, because I've lived in it a full and delightful life. Momentarily, at least. I have not been trampled on, I have not been petrified, I have not been excluded from any glimpse of communion with what is bright and energetic and high. I have stood face to face with what I reverence in, with what I delight in, an original, a full, an expanded mind. I have known you, Mr. Rochester. And it strikes me with absolute fear and anguish to feel that I absolutely must be torn from you forever. I see the necessity of departure. But it is like looking at the necessity of death. And yet I tell you I must go. Do you think that I can stay to become nothing to you? Do you think that I am a machine without feelings and can stand to have every morsel of bread snatched from my mouth and every drop of living water dashed from my cup? Do you think that just because I am poor and obscure and plain and little that I am soulless and heartless? Will you think wrong? I have just as much soul as you and full as much heart. And if God had granted me a little beauty and much wealth, then I should make it as hard for you to leave me as it is now for me to leave you.